Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net.
Welcome to the Blogging Your Passion podcast. Here are your hosts, Jonathan Milligan and Bob Lodick.
Can you really earn income through blogging? Well, in this episode, I'll be talking exactly how to do this. But first, Blogging Your Passion University is an online school for bloggers where you can learn how to discover your passion and make money blogging about it. We currently have over 100 step-by-step videos in the members area for every level of blogger. For the 101 course, it's for brand new beginners. You don't even know where to start. We take you by the hand and show you how. The 201 course is those that have been blogging typically less than a year, and they just need to get traffic to their site. And the 301 course is for those of you who want to turn your blog into a business. You can preview the entire course outline by going to bloggingyourpassion.com/university. So let's jump right into our episode. Can you really earn income through writing online? Yeah, this is a question I get quite often whenever I tell people what I do. In fact, just the other day, I went to my wife's high school reunion, and I knew I had to be prepared because I was going to meet a lot of people asking me what I do. And usually it starts off by saying, do you know what a blog is? And if they say yes, then it's a lot easier to explain. But for many people, they have no idea that you can write articles and earn income. Now, of course, that's simplistic. But in this series, and over the next several podcasts, we're going to dive deep into a new series we're entitling 21 Ways to Earn Income Blogging. Now, this is not an exhaustive list, and you don't need to do all 21 ways to make a living blogging. In fact, I'd encourage you to just grab a hold of one or two ideas that we're going to share in the next few podcasts, and just focus on mastering them. Give it your full effort. Then you can move on to a new income stream and master that. So the topic is about multiple income streams of blogging. Now, just over a year ago, Bob and I covered this topic in depth with a live audience, and we're now going to let you listen in to part of the recording. The focus of today's episode is going to be about understanding some guiding principles when it comes to earning online income. And we'll also talk about two main types of online income that just about every income stream falls under. And then I'll come back after the recording and add a few additional comments. So we're going to talk about multiple streams of blogging income. And what's great about this, as Andy mentioned, is there are a few things that Bob and I do that's very similar. And then there are some things that we both have had different experiences with, which is great because we have learned from each other and we can bring that to you guys tonight. So there are a lot of different ways to earn an income with blogging. And what's interesting is whenever you first have this conversation with people, they don't get that you can, you know, write articles about something you're interested in and earn money. It's like my conversation ends up turning into a 30-minute conversation where I'm explaining to people that, yes, you can actually make money doing this. I don't know, Bob, do you have that same experience?
I do, quite often. yeah, I just wanted to add something real quick, just because I was thinking about it, and, you know, and it might be a tad off the topic, but somewhere in the ballpark. But, I was thinking back to the first 7 cents I made on AdSense and how excited I got, you know, and at the time I was working in a job I really didn't like, and I was kind of intrigued by this idea of just making a little bit of money online, you know, and really blown away by the prospect of making a living online. And I still remember that moment and how excited I was at that 7 cents. And ever since then, you know, I just watched things kind of grow a little bit and a little bit and a little bit, and, you know, and for the last 3 years now, I've been making more than I was making in my previous day job, and it's continued to grow. And it's, I don't know, it's just been such an amazing thing to kind of watch that happen. And, you know, and for me, I didn't really know if it was possible. And I knew that I would work hard and I would give it everything I had. And I knew that, you know, I knew that there were some other people doing it, and, you know, and I knew that I was going to put in everything I needed to do to make it happen, whether it was easy or difficult or whatever. And I just want to say, being on this side of things, and being a few years down the road, I'm so thankful that I put that energy and I put that work in way back then, you know, because it was a little bit of a leap of faith that I was spending all this time and energy in my blog, you know, not really knowing for sure if it would pay off. And anyway, you know, for me, it really has. And I'm just really thankful that I did all that legwork. So anyway, I just kind of want to throw that out as a little side encouragement, that I had on my mind. So anyway, I'll let you go get back to where we were, Jonathan.
Hey, that's great. You know, I appreciate you sharing that. When you were talking just now, it made me think about, this was about 2 years ago, and my first breakthrough was a membership site that I started to kind of had the idea for, and it was in the hopper for a month or two. I didn't know if I had enough traffic on my blog. I probably wasn't seeing, but maybe, I would guess, maybe 500 to 1,000 people a month when I decided to launch the membership site. So it was a little ambitious on my part to only have probably about 1,000 unique visitors according to Google Analytics. But that first weekend when I opened it up and I made 10 sales and they were $27 a piece in my PayPal, and I just remember that feeling of, you know, for some people it'll be like, well, that wasn't all that much money. But for me, it was just this amazing feeling that you can take an idea and run with the idea and it actually work. Now, I've laid plenty of eggs too, and that's part of the process, is some things don't work out, but you don't get discouraged by that. You just jump back in and you go to the next idea and you keep going. And if it's centered around your passion, you're going to continue to draw from that deep well. So that's just kind of brought me back to some memories for myself. So before we jump in, we actually got 21 different ways that you can earn an income with a blog that Bob and I have decent amount of knowledge about. But before we do that, I want to talk about two types of blogging income. Now, we could argue that there's lots of different types, but I think there's an important distinction here that needs to be made. And some of these that we're going to share, there could be arguments that these could be either one of these two. But I think it's important that you understand this idea. First of all, there are low maintenance, passive income ideas that you can put on your blog. These are things that might start off small at first. Like with Bob, it was a 7 cent click on AdSense, which today is one of his top earners every month. But at the same time, that is going on without him having to do any extra effort. It's a regular cash flow without it waiting on him to do something, which is a beautiful thing. And I think all of us should be looking for some of those ideas to some respect, at least be working towards finding low maintenance passive income ideas that'll work for your niche. And then the second one is personal involvement, high income ideas. Now, for lack of better example, I would say like this webinar for Bob and I would be that. Now, there's people that run webinars that are, you know, $1,200 and up, some of the bigger gurus. But for us, this was a lot of personal involvement in our time, taking out a couple hours on a Thursday night and a couple hours planning it and all that. But it's been one of the most rewarding things as well. I mean, it's something that Bob and I have gotten extremely energized by. But at the same time, it's something that has it's taken time for us. So what you should be asking yourself a lot of times is, what can I do? Maybe to be working both of these, but at the same time, how could I move this to a low maintenance passive income idea down the road? You know, an example would be, we're recording these webinars. We could sell these webinars to other people that get introduced to us later down the road. That could be like an example. But I think Bob's got a real good take on this. So I wanted him to share this with me, because I know it's something that has been a guide for him for many of his decisions related to his blogs up to this point. So Bob, you want to talk a little bit about, I guess, leverage and this idea of low maintenance, passive income type ideas?
Yeah, I will. About 10 years ago, I was reading a whole lot of personal development type stuff, like Tony Robbins type stuff and things like that. And something really stuck out to me one time about just kind of goal setting and about, what you're trying to accomplish. And I think it might have actually been from Tony Robbins. And he was talking about asking the right questions. And for my specific case, the question that I started asking was, how can I make money online? And then it turned into, how can I make a living online? And what listening to him kind of corrected me, it forced me to adjust my question. So instead of just saying, how can I make money online? It was, how can I make money online and not have it rule my life and not have me be working 80 hours a week? And by asking that question and keeping that in the forefront of my mind as I made every decision, it caused me to go down this path where I didn't accept things that were going to eat up 40 hours a week. And I only accepted things that fit both of those criteria that helped me make money online and be pretty passive at the same time. And that was something that has kind of a philosophy that has been one of my guiding kind of principles for all this online business that I've started. And let me take a step back. I've seen quite a few business owners in my own personal life who start businesses only to have the business dominate them, and they become a slave to the business. And so they find themselves working 60, 70, 80 hours a week. And, because they have to, because the business is running their lives. And that was something that I saw a few examples of, and I was just determined that that's not how it's going to be for me. And if it's going to work, it's not going to work like that. So that was kind of one of the guiding principles that helped me make all my decisions, as I built Christian PF and some other websites and things. So I was always kind of looking for, how can I make this more passive and how can I minimize my involvement in this, without sacrificing quality, still keeping it as excellent as I can, and still making a great resource, but it not requiring as much of my time. So what I landed on with all that, and all these things just kind of worked and tied together, but a lot of what all that was, I ended up landing on search engine traffic and Google AdSense, because together they make a really great passive income machine, and affiliate products work into that as well. But search engine traffic, like we've talked about, last webinar, is just a very consistent, generally speaking, is a very consistent stream of traffic. And it performs really well on AdSense, because a lot of these people are looking for answers to their questions. And oftentimes, AdSense provides that answer quite well. So doing those two together has been, one of the best ways that I have, reached my personal goal, of, making a living with this blog and doing it in a fairly passive way.
Welcome back. Okay, so in the next episode, we're going to be covering some of the specific income ideas, but I really wanted you to get the foundation set in a great way. As Bob mentioned in the recording, it's important that you have some guiding principles. You know, just exchange a day job you hate for an 80-hour work week at home may not be the best decision. I mean, you think, well, yeah, because I'm working from home and I'm free. And sure, that might be the, you know, initial goal, but after a while, it's going to wear you out. And you need to learn how to develop some guiding principles to help you. Becoming a slave to your business can happen very easily. Let me give you an example. There are essentially three things that I want to pursue in my online business. And these are just a few of the guiding principles. Number one is passion. Whatever I'm doing online, I want it to be something that I'm highly motivated about. It excites me. It gets me up in the morning. I look for ways to share my passion, and it's very important. Now, obviously, you want to be able to tie that in to some ways to make money, but at the same time, passion is one of those guiding principles. Whatever I'm doing, I want it to be something I'm interested in, because if I'm interested in it, then that passion is going to be able to be transferred to other people, and they're going to feel the same passion that I do for a topic. Number two is fulfillment. Whatever it is I'm doing, I want to be fulfilled in that. I want to know that I'm making a difference. I want to know that what I'm creating, what I'm writing, what I'm recording is helping to make a difference in people's lives. And that really can ignite your passion when you understand that what you do and the hard work you're putting in is actually making a difference. And then guiding principle number three for me is freedom. I want to be able to create a business that I'm not a slave to. Now, if I have passion and fulfillment, then it's almost not really work because I'm playing and I'm enjoying it. But at the same time, I want to have the freedom to pursue the things that I want to pursue. I want to create a portable business that can allow me to enjoy the most important relationships. You see, money for me doesn't just buy stuff. Money for me often buys time. It buys time with my family. It buys time for me to spend doing other things that I love and enjoy. So those are the guiding principles for me, and it almost becomes a filter for me to, before I jump into something, is this something I'm passionate about? Am I really excited about it? And is this something that can provide satisfaction or fulfillment? Can I make a difference doing this? And then will this cause me to become a slave, or will this provide freedom for me? So those are a few of my guiding principles. And here's my specific challenge question for you today. What are your upfront guiding principles? You could call them lifestyle goals if you want. But what are your upfront guiding principles as you grow in your blogging journey? Well, that pretty much wraps up another episode. We appreciate hearing feedback from many of you. In fact, Steve, over on the Blogging Your Passion Facebook page, recently said, "I've spent the last 2 days listening to each of your podcasts, which I just discovered this week. I'm absolutely on fire with enthusiasm and deeply thankful to each of you for sharing your precious passions with us." Steve, you're welcome. Thank you for making that comment. That just excites us more to continue to provide more content to help you guys in growing and blogging your passion. Well, we'd also be grateful if you'd rate our podcast on iTunes. That helps us keep our podcast visible so people who've never heard it, like Steve, can discover it. So if you've done this, thank you so much. And that's it. So until next time, go blog your passion and make a difference in someone's world.